It's the BBK Unplugged podcast. Welcome one and all. And as always, it is great to be in your company. And the countdown is on as football, soccer, the game of billions, whichever way you prefer to refer to it, leagues across the globe are getting ready to get the ball rolling. And it is about to get in motion. And I'm going to be talking MTN 8 on go in South Africa already, and the EPL, Manchester City as well as Manchester United, the defending champions, and the FA Cup holders were battling it out at Wembley for the Community Shield. But I'm going to take this opportunity now to welcome the man I will have a conversation with, and we're casting our eye on the EPL. His name is Michael Owen. He's a Liverpool man. I know that Real Madrid and Manchester United, Newcastle United as well as Stoke City may claim him as theirs. To me, Michael Owen is Liverpool through and through.
Got dragged on, excellent length, a little bit of movement.
South Africa. Hi, my name is Peter Musimane. You are listening to Sports Life with the legendary BBK.
Michael, welcome to BBK Podcast.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here, and thank you for your warm introduction.
Oh yeah, my man. Listen, Michael, I'm just going to jump straight into it, and we're going to begin another EPL season. And again, we're starting this season with Manchester City being the champions. It's dominating the conversation, but I just want to put it through to you. Can somebody stop them this time around? Is it going to be a season where we are not going to have a drum roll announcing Pep Guardiola and these blue citizens at the end of the season lifting the trophy again?
I think somebody can stop them. I do. Manchester City have been absolutely brilliant for many years now, and they will continue to be. They've got so many great players. But there is reason to believe that there's one or two teams that can stop them, definitely. Manchester City's team, so far, one or two players have left, one or two players rumoured to be leaving. And we're certainly getting towards a stage where Pep Guardiola isn't going to be there forever. I mean, lots of rumours, is he going to stay, you know, sign a new contract? But I think he's only got one more year on his contract. So things might stumble. And when they stumble, we all know in football, when something small goes wrong, it can have a big effect. And I just think that There's two teams immediately that spring to mind that can certainly beat them, and that's Liverpool and Arsenal. There's one or two other teams that might give them a challenge as well. But taking Arsenal, you know, they've got so much desire in their squad at the moment, in their club, their manager. They are absolutely desperate to win the Premier League. And I just think it's, for Manchester City, can they just keep doing what they do all the time? Sometimes you need something else to stimulate. You know, and they've won so many times now that when you've got this force, you know, really with all this desire, then I'm not sure they'll be able to hold them off any longer. So I definitely think there's a possibility that Manchester City's reign could come to an end this season.
You're talking about them dominating so much. It reminds me of the scene here in South Africa. We've seen our league champions, Mamelodi Sundowns. They've just trotted to their seventh successive league title. And we're also asking ourselves, who is going to step up and stop them? Speaking of Arsenal, they've been bridesmaids, Michael, for the past two seasons. Could this be the season where Mikel Arteta really finally gets one over his master, Pep Guardiola?
It could be this season. I think they're very well placed. I think over the years, they've been getting better and better and better. Last season being their best performance, really. They took Manchester City right the way down to the wire. And they've also gone and signed one or two new players. So if anything, they're getting a little bit stronger. They've not got an old squad, so maybe that year extra of experience is going to help them. And I just think that the club is building towards something quite special. So I think that they're best positioned to challenge Manchester City. Of course, it went so close last season. And if anything, you could say the opposite to Manchester City. Are they getting better? Well, I don't think you could say that at the moment. As I say, their squad is a little bit weaker than it was last season, especially with Alvarez leaving now.
Yeah.
So I just think that... And then you've got the different momentum swings. You've got Arsenal, who are so, you know, so desperate, so got so much desire to win it, that I just think this season could be the one that they have a good start. And the other thing is, if Arsenal have a good start, Manchester City notoriously don't really start well, and then they come like a train at the end.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if there's a gap. If there's a gap of 5-6 points, say, let's say at Christmas, I'm not sure whether that will be bridged this season. Arsenal were still a little bit nervous. They went to the Etihad and they had a chance of beating them. They settled for a draw.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether this season they will absolutely go for it. And if they give them a little points gap, I'm not sure whether they'll be able to catch them this season. So I'm going to go for Arsenal. I also think Liverpool could have a good season, but it's purely dependent on their manager. And if he can do his right work.
Speaking of that, I mean, it's going to be a strange season now that you're raising the word manager without Jürgen Klopp in the EPL after so many seasons and the battles that he's had with Pep Guardiola. And he endorsed Arne Slot in his farewell speech at Anfield. Arne Slot, la 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 la. You remember the song indeed. But the point that I'm trying to get to here, do you see the Dutchman Arne slotting into Liverpool and hitting the ground running and actually taking them closest, if not over, Manchester City, given that every Liverpool fan around the world would have wanted it to be a fantastic swan song with Jürgen Klopp leaving with the Premier League title in his hand to bow. At some stage, it was a chase for a treble, you know, or even a quadruple, but in the end, it was just the Carabao Cup. Arne Slot is in. I'm a bit concerned. There is no activity in terms of the transfer, you know, at Liverpool at the moment, at this stage with the season getting close. Surely something needs to happen. Maybe when you're looking at the proper number six, I'm sure Endo did as decent as well as he could last season. But it's a combination of questions in this one. Slot, is he slotting in? Is he going to be able to take it a bit higher? Should we not raise expectations? Are Liverpool still going to make a big jump into the market and get in some names so that they can be able to do better than the dead position they finished in last season? Michael?
Well, this is the biggest question. It's the biggest question mark in the whole of the Premier League. It's the biggest signing in the Premier League. It's creating the most debate. Can Arne Slot continue and improve on the great work that Jurgen Klopp did? And that is the big question. If he can, then, of course, Liverpool are right in the mix for the championship. They've still got kept all their players together, which is great. I don't think there's going to be many signings, but there might be one or two. But I don't think they need many signings. I'm looking around at the team and thinking, where can they improve? I think you rightly mentioned maybe the number six position is the one position that I think in midfield, maybe they can improve their midfield. But apart from that, very difficult to find players that are better that are available than what they've already got. So this is a huge question mark season for Liverpool. If they can continue the great work that Klopp did, if Arne Slot is a success, then it's exciting times for Liverpool. If not, then obviously it's almost, you feel as if it's back to square one, and it's almost that cycle of great performances for 10 years or so. Now we have to find a new way of getting back to the elite. But I think there's still a lot of life left in this Liverpool team. There's still some great players. Indications in pre-season are good. They've played quite well. They've won, you know, they beat Manchester United convincingly the other day. So I think so far things are positive.
Yeah.
But it is the biggest question. And we can all sit here debating it, but the real answers are going to come out once the season starts and see how he does.
Yeah, speaking of big players, three popped to my mind already. I'm thinking Mohamed Salah. I'm thinking Virgil van Dijk. I'm thinking also Trent Alexander-Arnold. Those contracts are coming to an end, and still there's been no conversations as to whether they are going to be renewed anytime soon. I mean, Trent's friend Jude Bellingham is at Real Madrid, you know, and you saw a lot of their conversations at the previous Euro, not the one just ended, when there was talk that Liverpool were trying to get him over. Van Dijk, he's the captain. You surely want to have an era of slot, his fellow countrymen coming in with him, taking that forward. There's always noise linking Salah to the Saudi Pro League. Do you think those ones are going to be get done and over with soon, so that there's actually no concerns about these guys who are supposed to take us forward actually leaving on a free?
Yeah, if I have one worry for Liverpool at the moment, putting aside the manager and how he's going to cope with the Premier League, is that Liverpool's best players are all getting to a stage whereby they're either getting a bit older or they're running down their contracts, or, you know, there's a little few question marks around them. With all due respect, squad players that play in Liverpool's first team, they are replaceable. But Mo Salah is not. Virgil van Dijk is not. You know, players like that, they are total game changer. They are the difference between very good teams and the elite teams.
Yeah.
And I'm very nervous about if Mo Salah left in maybe 1 year, then what? You know, where are Liverpool going to get a player that's going to score 30-odd goals from that position? If Virgil van Dijk left, where do you find somebody that is so freakishly good as him to carry you forward? And again, you can spend 50 million on a very good player and get, but these players are so rare. They are so rare. They're the difference makers. And this is my big worry, that Mo Salah's only got one more year left. Also, even if he decided to stay, he's still going to be getting older and older. You know, there is something about Liverpool in the next 1 or 2 years where they're going to have to really start thinking of the future and buying young players that could be elite for a long period of time, but they're so difficult to find. And that's my nervousness, not for the here and now, but for 2-3 years on, is where are Liverpool going to go? Because they're big, big, big players, but they're older players. There's nobody in there that's, you know, that's 20 that you think, wow, you're going to be, you know, like at Arsenal, you've got somebody like Saliba.
Yeah.
Unbelievable player, and he's going to last you for 10 years. It was like when Manchester United go and buy Wayne Rooney. Oh my word, that's that position ticked off for 10 years. It's perfect. Sure. But these are such key positions, centre halves, you know, and a goal scorer for Liverpool. I'm just concerned about what the future. So I think in the next year or two, Liverpool are going to have to really have a think about the future and how they're going to get, you know, great players into those positions for the long term.
I have to wrap it up. Sarah is on my back now, but it will be an injustice not talking about your other team, the red side of Manchester. Erik ten Hag came in there 2022 June. He's just been giving another extension. He's going to get 2 more years going forward. How do you see them? Will they be able to really get up and go?
Well, honestly speaking, if I was a Manchester United fan, I'd be a little bit nervous. Pre-season hasn't really gone great. One or two injuries already, and not just small injuries, like, you know, one of their main signings is now out for 3 months. Same problems on the pitch. I don't know. I mean, I was surprised that Manchester United gave Erik ten Hag a 2-year extension, if that was the time frame. You know, things might change. They might get a little bit better. But Erik ten Hag has been there for a good period of time now. I would have liked to see more progress, and I haven't. So, you know, I hope Manchester United bounce back. I hope they have a good season. But I would be nervous if I was a Manchester United fan that they're going to see the same type of performances again. And it might take a change of manager before things get better.
No, thank you very much. And I hope the Aston Villa fans will also be thinking that Unai Emery can give them a repeat of that season, finishing fourth and qualifying for the Champions League, and maybe really making it better in the Champions League as opposed to Newcastle, who were not very great when they had their turn last time. Michael Owen, the great legend of Liverpool Football Club, former Real Madrid player, former Stoke City player, as well as Newcastle United, and that other team, Manchester United. Great chatting to you, man. December, baby. I'm December 11, you're December 14. And it's my mother's birthday today, so it's a great pleasure to be talking to you on the day that the lady who brought me to Earth is being born today. Thank you, Michael.
Amazing. Thank you so much.